Hi, George.
Hi, where are you?
Seattle.
Well, welcome
actually,
to the show.
Actually, a place right outside of Seattle called Lynnwood. 10 minutes. George, one night I was listening to your show, and you had a guest on, and you mentioned on the show that there were people that had out-of-body experiences that traveled to other planets.
Mm-hmm.
And that night, and I am a medium, and I hadn't really heard about it. And that night when you mentioned it, I thought, and I thought, I'm going to do it. And that night I asked, and I was taken to, I asked to go to Venus, and I was taken. And I was wondering if you could do a show on this, because I believe Sylvia Brown has also traveled to another planet.
Yes. Now, I want you to tell me, though, what it was like, what you saw, if you could explain this.
All right. This is what I did. My friend and I, she's a psychic, and I'm a medium. We decided to experiment, to both ask and to do it. She wasn't taken, but I was taken. And then when I came back, I reported things to her, and we got a book. And boy, I didn't know anything about this planet, but what I said happened to me in this book, explained about the planet, I endured. Some of the things I asked about the inhabitants of the planet after seeing, I was taken to an area, and I asked to get closer to it, and what I thought was a field, a landing field of some kind, but now I realize that it was it that the inhabitants of it had to live underneath this because it was all silver, and this planet, they say this planet glows more than the brightest star, and it was all silver. And picture a chest of drawers with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 drawers. That's what I saw.
Now,
lined.
What did these inhabitants on Venus look like?
When I first came on it.
Yeah.
Oh. As I was traveling, and I was energy. I knew I was just energy.
Sure.
And I knew I had companions on each side of me, and I was getting very tired. And I was thinking, oh, I don't think this
yeah.
is
back off.
I know
back
I'm
off.
Traveling.
Hold on. Back off your phone just a little bit, okay?
Oh, okay. I knew I was traveling, and I knew it was taking such a long time, and I was getting weary, and I was thinking, this isn't working yet. Just as I started to get forlorn about it, I began to see circles. Circles coming towards me, large circles, and then those circles cleared, and there she was. She was circular, and she was the color of the most beautiful shiner. That's what I saw. It was all so surreal. It looked like something you'd open up a book on Walt Disney.
So they were more energy than physical on this planet, Venus?
No. I was. I was traveling
as
energy.
Well, what did they look like?
Okay, when I was on there and before I was brought home because I started to get very fatigued, and I learned that was from the carbon dioxide.
What did they look like?
Okay, I asked for what the inhabitants look like, and I was given immediately three spheres, and in each sphere was, I take it, the inhabitants. The first one that they showed me was like we're used to, like that Barney Miller and his wife described, that general one with just the eyes.
Hill, Barney mm-hmm. Hill.
Right, just that one. And that one didn't frighten me, and it was kind of wavy. And then the second sphere underneath, those two figures frightened me. They were all white, and I've heard people describe these figures on your show.
Yes.
And they had features. The very first one was very thin in its torso. They didn't show me past the torso, but it was their arms that frightened me. Their arms were like limbs on a tree.
Real skinny, like branch-like?
Right, like branches. And you can ask your other people who have seen these inhabitants to mention that. And then the long nails. And the first one, then they showed me that one. And then the second one, I took maybe... It was a man because it was thicker in torso, and again, it had the wavy, it was wavy, and the long limb arms, and those two frightened me. Those two just frightened me and alarmed me, and then it was, at the last one, I was getting pain. I was getting pain, and so tired that I asked to leave. But I wrote down the whole thing. Wrote down and I sent it to your producer, but I never heard.
Okay, well, I'll check on that. One last quick thing. Did you see cities?
Yes. Yes. No, the city itself is underneath all that silver, But when they took me to another area and I was behind, after I went through the clouds, which I didn't know were clouds, and passed through these clouds, then I was at this edge and this massive thing came up in front of me, like a whole bunch of crushed metal, and I perceived that that was a ship. So that's what I saw. I asked to be taken to other areas.
My gosh. Okay, I'll tell you what. I'm going to look around. When did you send this?
Oh, months and months ago.
Maybe, oh, no.
Maybe a year ago.
A year ago?
Yeah, I traveled there a year ago. Tried to go back, too, and that's another story, too.
Okay, well, I got to move on. I'll take some other calls, but we'll try to search around for part of your notes and see what might have happened.